When I adopted her, she was a mess. Scabs, itching, licking, missing fur, hot spots. Ooh. So I get the Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
And the Lico Chops within a 4-week total. Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. And she loves it.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Do you have concerns about mild memory loss related to aging? And have you thought about taking a supplement to improve your memory, but would like to hear from a pharmacist first? Now there is good news. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand, so you can safely take care of yourself with confidence. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. 2019 Pharmacy Times survey. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Make plans to attend the public land auction for the Bill Huseman Trust, Thursday, March 26, 10:30 a.m., located at the Zumwalt Expo Center, Stockton, Missouri. Land consists of 745 more or less acres, majority being well-managed pasture and or hay ground, with a rare opportunity to purchase row crop bottom ground in the area. Land to be divided into 8 tracks, track 7 being a sale highlight with a 5,000-plus square foot home, like new heated shop, and a machine shed sitting on 250 acres. Farms located northwest of Stockton, Missouri on State Highway 39. Watch for the signs. That's Thursday, March 26th, 10:30 a.m., 745 more or less acres, Zumwalt Expo Center, Stockton, Missouri. For complete details, go to RiceAuctionCompany.com or call Jake Rice, 641-202-3315, or Adrian Wolf, 641-414-2256. Auction conducted by Rice Auction Company and Jim Hughes Real Estate.
45s, 45s, 45s. I collect and buy old phonograph records from the 1955 through 1970 era. And I especially enjoy buying the little 45s one at a time or by the bunch or the box. I'm mainly looking for early rock and roll 45s, but I also go for some old country western. If you want to sell, call Wayne Glenn at Nixa, 417-725-5580. 725-5580, I buy records.
We do have a flash flood watch in effect through this evening. A dangerous thunderstorm this afternoon that could bring some downpours, large hail, damaging wind, even a tornado. High today, 73. Patchy clouds and breezy tonight. Shower and thunderstorm, low 43. For tomorrow, breezy in the morning, otherwise partly sunny. It'll be chilly. A high tomorrow at 46. I'm AccuWeather Steve Williams.
It's 60 degrees at AM 560 KWTO.
AM 560 and 93.3 FM KWTO Springfield. Keep watching the Ozarks.
And it is Dr. Norman Shealy and Chris Griffin with you for the rest of the hour. And you can be here too at 862-9977, 800-375-0056. Odell, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dr. Shealy. Got a couple of questions here for you.
Good.
My wife and I would like to know if you have any recommendations for a cough that she has. She got confirmation yesterday at the dentist's office that her cough is due to gingivitis, and she has another dentist appointment. Yeah, but she can't go in for 2 weeks.
Okay.
So, and to add,
go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, to add to that, after a doctor's visit last week, she was given a prescription drug called Acetromycin, and it didn't help. She got off of it the second day. The side effects, it said, were sudden heart death, colon bursting, and liver destruction.
Right, and that's true of many, many drugs. You know, to me, I would do two things. I would mouthwash with hydrogen peroxide. Don't swallow it, but would slosh it around well. And I would get a toothpaste or mouthwash with ozone. I know there's several available, but ozone, in my opinion, is the safest, simplest thing. Now, I presume she's taking adequate vitamin C and a multivitamin.
Yes, she's taking well care of that. How much vitamin C would you suggest?
Well, I would take at least 4 grams a day.
She's taking 12.
My heavens. She's got a strong constitution. Be sure she's getting at least 100 milligrams of
B6. B6, okay. 100 milligrams, you said, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And is she taking D3?
Yeah, she is taking. She was asking me how much would you suggest?
Well, I would at this point. I would take at least 5,000 units a day.
5,000 units a day. Okay. For how long?
Well, she could do that for the rest of her life. Would be safe.
Oh, okay, okay, that's good. Okay. Okay, a second question I had here on a previous show, you mentioned you and Dr. Soren do a stem cell treatment at your clinic there, and for something like a tenth of the price and stuff. I was wondering, is that good for anything, like if someone had diabetes and had one or two of their toes partly removed or something like that, or if they went through surgery and had part of their tongue cut off, would that be any good for something like that? Help it grow back?
No, no. Once a toe has been removed, I do not believe there's anything that will regrow it.
Okay, same for a tongue, I assume, huh?
Right.
Through a surgery. What do you kind of use that for, then, the stem cell treatment? What is that primarily to make things younger?
There's a number of things that can activate stem cells. I particularly like exosomes, E-X-O-S-O-M-E-S. They are cell-free. In other words, they have the contents of stem cells, but not the cell itself, which makes them infinitely safer.
Okay. Is that something you can? Is that something you can purchase, like a?
No, it has to be given intravenously.
Oh, intravenously. Oh, I see.
And so you'd only find it at a holistic physician's office.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Very good. Things to keep in consideration. All right, Dr. Sheely, thank you very much.
Hey, thank you for calling. Blessings.
You bet. God bless. Bye-bye.
862-9977, 800-375-0056. Stay tuned, folks, to talk about, well, whatever is to talk about other than CV-19. But while we're waiting for that to come up, I would like to mention some of the essentials. Despite the fact that this is the first day of spring, your skin is not free of winter yet. And if it's still thirsty, you need Backcountry Natural Pure Emu Oil. Also, K-A-L-A-Y-A Lip Balm. And, of course, my favorite, Monster Omega-3s. That's, well, safe without mercury in it the way fish oil can have. They also make an intense, moisturizing, extreme emu oil pain relief cream. And it's available at www.naturalemuoilproducts.com and at pharmacies and health food stores throughout the Ozarks. Backcountry Naturals, the greatest emu oil in the world made right here in the Ozarks. 862-9977, 800-375-0056. Georgette, good afternoon.
Hi, Dr. Sheely. I'm calling in about my right arm, my bicep. It's been in a lot of pain, and I've had some physical therapy done on it, but it doesn't seem to be working, and I'm usually low in vitamin D this time of year. I did some things that kind of strained it, but what can I do for it other than just continuing my therapy? Is there anything else I can do?
Well, I need to ask a couple of questions. Do you have neck pain at all with it?
I do.
And where is that neck pain?
It's on the right side. I also have shoulder pain with it, too.
Ah,
well,
that suggests to me that this may be coming from something going at the C5-6 disc level. Have you had an MRI of your neck? Or at least plain x-rays, if not an MRI.
Okay.
But somebody needs to evaluate your neck and a neurologic exam because, for instance, if your biceps jerk is diminished or you've got even the slightest bit of lost sensation in your right thumb or maybe your index finger, this could all be related to a disc problem at C5-6.
Okay, my thumb and my index finger seem to be fine. What I used to do was I actually stripped wax off my floor during the Christmas holidays.
Right.
It just seems to be getting progressively worse from that point.
And have you had has a physician examined you for inflammatory markers?
No.
Okay, you need something called a high sensitivity CRP. High sensitivity CRP. That's a blood test that tells you the degree of inflammation going on in the body.
High sensitivity, okay. Okay. And so I can just get this from my regular PCP, or do I need to go to another type of doctor, or?
Yeah, I mean, definitely this needs thorough medical evaluation at this point.
Yes, okay. So would me being low in my vitamin D or C or anything affect it as well?
Of course. And vitamin D is the single most important factor in your overall immune system.
Okay.
How much do you weigh?
She got me on the 50,000 I use now.
Okay, then that should be adequate. You're taking it once a week?
Once a week, yes.
Perfect. That's good. You could also try 15 milligrams of vitamin K2.
Okay.
That reinforces the D.
Okay. So is there any special place I can get this vitamin K for? Because I've actually never heard of vitamin so much. No food that has it in it.
Yeah, no, you have to buy it. In general, you'll find it only at a physician's office, or you can find it on my website.
On your website? Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Shields.
Hey, thank you. Please let me know if they find something. You know, I'm intrigued. I want to know the diagnosis, maybe as much as you do.
Okay. Okay. I'll get back with you on that then. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling. Have a good one.
You too, bye-bye.
862-9977, 800-375-0056. Syria, good afternoon.
Yes. I want to ask you about the Nature's Bliss cherry juice. How much do I take of that?
Nature Bliss?
Cherry juice.
I'm sorry? Two tablespoons, 1 ounce.
Okay. And just take that at night or when?
It doesn't matter. I take mine in the morning, but I don't think it matters what time of day you take it.
Okay. Well, thank you.
It's safe. It's anti-inflammatory. And overall, I think it's one of the simplest things you can do.
Well, that sounds great.
Hey,
thank you.
Thanks for calling. Have a good one. 862-9977, 800-375-0056. Now, folks, in this current pandemic, this is the time when all people need a spiritual center. And this, to me, brings up Chris sitting here beside me. I have worked with spiritual healers since 1972. And to me, anytime there is a serious problem, no matter what else, you need spiritual safety. Chris, what do you think about this?
Well, I think it's brilliant. Of course, you got to work on every aspect of your health. And I guess if people are concerned right now about the social distancing you're supposed to do, I am available. And usually we can get in where there's not a lot of people in the office. But we can also do distant sessions or phone visits.
And I'm glad you brought that up. I want people to know, of course, that Dr. Soren and Chris and I all can do telephone or Skype or Zoom consultations. You don't necessarily have to come into the office. Most of the time we can help just by talking to you, and especially it's a little more effective if we can see you.
Yeah, I prefer seeing you first, but then after that, then it's fine.
But what does it mean to you to be spiritual?
Well, I personally feel that religion and spirituality is not necessarily the same thing. I think people go to religion in an attempt to find their spirituality, but they sometimes misplace it and think, oh, this is it, whatever this guy tells me up here. But really, it is, spirituality is your inner growth, and religion can be your outer growth.
Well, and to me, the spirituality is a personal awareness, safety feeling that there is something beyond you, and that there is something that we call divine, a spirit, a soul, and God. But we also know that your attitude towards everything affects everything. My favorite quote of all times, among other several favorite quotes, is, every thought is a prayer. thinking sets in motion spiritual forces to bring about change in body, mind, companions, hopes, despairs. So how you think is critically important. You can't afford the luxury of thinking negatively.
I totally agree with that.
And, of course, that's where Chris and his experience come in. And, you know, sometimes there are people who just touch you physically, emotionally, spiritually, to help in healing. And if you've got a question or a comment, now is the time. 862-9977, 800-375-0056. And, of course, don't forget, Nature Bless Tarte, Charity's Concentrate. You know, the average American gets the equivalent of just 2 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. You need a minimum of 5. 5 is like breathing. Up to 8 is healthy. And the single strongest, easiest, quickest way to get 3.75 servings of fruits and vegetables is Nature Bless Tarte Charity's Concentrate in the produce department at real grocery stores. Lowers your blood pressure, lowers your cholesterol, helps you sleep better, tastes smashingly good, and good for you. Nature blessed, your taste buds and your body will bless you. And don't forget, if you want to consider acupuncture for health in general, you know, acupuncture is a general tonic. And, of course, there's only one and one real acupuncturist in the area, Dr. Jill at Wellness Concepts Clinic. 1200 East Woodhurst Drive, Suite R300, phone number 877-1300, wellnessconceptsclinic.com. Nurses, chiropractors, and massage therapists, but above all, Dr. Jill for acupuncture. And right now, 862-9977, 800-375-0056, and of course, this is the time of day, night, world, everything where you need an outstanding health food store. Spring Valley Natural Foods, South Glenstone, right next to FedEx office. Open, you know, right now. It's the place where I shop, and you should too. They carry thousands of goodies. They got more stuff in that small store than the biggest stores in town. And, of course, they carry all of my goodies. Dr. Sheely's Essentials, Dr. Sheely's Bliss Oils, Dr. Sheely's Magnesium Lotion, Eugesterone Cream, but thousands of other goodies. Nature, everything natural at Spring Valley Natural Foods, and it's where you shop, and I always do. 862-9977, 800-375-0056. Now, I want to tell you about COVID-19 serum, CV Serum 19. It is an oral product developed by an outstanding company, and we will be doing, starting hopefully on Tuesday, a research on their CV Serum 19. This stuff destroys a key protein in the Corona-19 virus. All we'll have to do is evaluate you, very simple physical exam, a symptom index, and you then drink just 10 cc's, that's, you know, a third of an ounce of this product, 7 days in a row, skip a day, another 7 days in a row, and we'll just check your symptoms before and after this. It is a double-blind study, but those who get the placebo, within 2 weeks, they'll get the real thing. This will focus on safety and efficacy of non-actively infected individuals with the CVD-19. So if you're interested, call the clinic, 351-5221. We can't see you before Tuesday at the earliest, 351-5221. Chris, are you ready to drink serum?
Yeah, of course.
19. Well, I think all of us at the staff will be part of the study.
I would also think that if you feel like you do have the coronavirus when you come in, feel free to wear your mask.
Yes. Yeah, and of course, now, we are still doing, I mean, I've got a few people who want to get a prophylactic, if you will, intravenous vitamin C. And I've been using vitamin C to treat viruses for 49 years. And I think the time has come, if you want to strengthen your immune system beyond everything you can do orally, you could consider getting 25 or 50 grams of vitamin C in a Myers cocktail. And we have been offering it, well, for 49 years. 862-9977, 800-375-0056. Don't be rained out, folks. Now is the time. Open line Thursday. Anything you want to talk about, we can talk about right now. And, of course, if you want my free Ebel newsletter, and you're going to get it at least once, but most of the time, three times a week, it's free. Norm Shealy, NormShealy.com. By signing up, you get a copy of my book, 90 Days of Self-Health. There you can get Autogenic Focus, my favorite mental training exercise for learning to detach from all the nonsense in the world. And I have to say, I'm so glad I learned that in 1972, because these days, when 90% of my emails from everybody I know and people I don't know have to do with the pandemic, pandemonium, and I do know how to detach. So nice to do that. Chris, what do you tell people about detaching when they can't do anything else?
Don't panic. don't listen to all the hype. You know, just do whatever you can. Keep your immune system strong.
862-9977, 800-375-0056. Darlene, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Dr. Shealy. My question is, I've been on metoprolol tartrate for a year. I have an extra 1,500 heartbeats a day, and this seems to have helped. But now, a year later, when I stand very long, like washing dishes or fixing a meal, I get real weak and dizzy feeling, and I have to sit down. And I'm just, but I've been checked out at the hospital, and I'm not a candidate for stroke or heart attack, but no one seems to know quite what's going on with me.
Well,
unfortunately,
this is a situation where I really have to examine you myself, Darlene. I don't think I can tell you on the phone what it is, but I'd be delighted to see you.
Okay.
If you'd like to come in and let's go over it, please call 351-5221.
351-5221. 5221. All right. Thank you, Dr.
Hey,
Taylor.
Thank you for calling. Blessings.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
862-9977, 800-375-0056. Folks, once again, many, many times I need to repeat this. Everyone, if you weigh 140 pounds or more, this is what you take. 50,000 units of vitamin D3 once a week. If you weigh under 140 pounds, the 1st, 10th, and 20th of every month, so just every 10 days. Second, Dr. Shealy's Essentials, 2 a day. Third, Dr. Shealy's Youth Formula, 4 a day. Next, astaxanthine, and this time I would up it to 20 milligrams for everyone. These are the natural strengtheners of your immune system, and they can help you stay healthy now and every day of the year. And, of course, if you're interested in trying our immune enhancer, CV Serum 19, then call 351-5221. There's no charge, of course, for participating in that particular study. And we still, because of all the kerfuffle in the last week, we still have a few openings in our telomere enhancement. You know, I don't know that enhancing your telomeres will do anything for your immune system, but it has so much for your health in general. Personally, I think it's the most important and exciting research project I've ever done in the last 50 years. So we still have a few openings in the telomere rejuvenation study, also 351-5221. Norm from Canada, good afternoon.
Hi, is this Norm Shealy?
Yes, this is Norm Shealy.
Thank you. I fell and I'm in terrible pain, and the doctors can't do anything about it. I heard that you had a healer. You could get me in touch with Faith Healer.
Yes, he's sitting right here beside me.
Hi, Norm.
Hi.
Where is your pain?
It's in my back.
Is it the low back or the whole back?
It's pretty much the whole back.
And you've been evaluated thoroughly. They've ruled out, for instance, rheumatoid spondylitis.
What does that mean? I don't know what
that
is.
Well, there is a rheumatoid arthritis of the spine. And that can involve the whole back. But I presume you've had x-rays and blood tests.
Yeah, they did x-rays. And they even did a bone scan with a nuclear bone scan with radiation.
Okay, but no diagnosis.
No. They said everything is solid and there's no hairline cracks or anything.
Right. And you've had no major accidents that you know of.
I fell.
Ah, okay. Now, have they tried a TENS unit on your feet and ankles? Do you know what a TENS unit is?
Yes. No, they haven't.
Okay. There are 2 points. Take down these notes. Kidney 1 and bladder 60. Kidney 1. These are acupuncture points. Kidney 1 and bladder 60. You want to put a patch on each of those spots on both feet and both ankles. And turn up the TENS until it's just below so strong it's uncomfortable. Sometimes stimulating those 4 points for an hour or two can relieve pain in anywhere in the body.
Kidney 1 and what?
Kidney 1 and bladder 60. Any physician who knows acupuncture will know how to do that.
Kidney 1 and bladder 60.
Yes.
With the TENS device.
Exactly. Now, if that does not work, then try large intestine 18 on both sides, again, at a maximum output that's comfortable.
This one, both of them are at maximum output?
Yeah. You know, it's comfortable. You know, you take it up to just below the TENS itself hurting. You don't want it to hurt, but strong. You want to feel it.
Okay, what was the second one again, please?
Bladder 60, kidney 1, and then if that does not work, then you try large intestine 18. Now, if that doesn't work, you need to consider a spinal cord stimulator. That will require a neurosurgeon who does this particular procedure. It's something I invented. Large intestine 18 is the third point to try.
Large intestine 18.
Yes. Those are the TENS unit. But if that doesn't work, then you need to see a neurosurgeon who does a spinal cord stimulator.
And I'm happy to meet with you at any point. I know you're in Canada, but we can do it as a distant session or a phone visit, and I can help you work through what you got going on, too.
Or what was the last one again? Or the what?
Spinal cord stimulator.
With a neurosurgeon?
Yes. Where are you in Canada?
In Edmonton, Alberta.
Okay. Well, call the medical school there and see if there's a neurosurgeon who does this.
Oh, what was your name? You're a healer?
That's Chris Griffith sitting beside me. He's a spiritual healer, yes.
Chris who? Griffith?
Griffith, yep. G-R-I-F-F-I-T-H.
Yeah, I work right alongside Dr. Sheely at the Sheely Soren Institute here.
You couldn't just pray for me and ask God to heal me?
I will. Actually was working on that now to start sending energy to you to help bring balance. So I would look for some relief throughout the day, and feel free to call in at any time if you need additional assistance.
Okay, Norm. Blessings. Well, thank you for calling.
The kidney 1 and bladder 60?
Yeah.
Both of those are done at the same time?
Yes, both feet and ankles at the same time.
Which one is in the feet?
The kidney 1 is on the foot, bladder 60 is on the ankle.
Both ankles?
Yes.
Which one is the kidney 1 done on? Which foot?
That's on the bottom of the foot, yeah. Okay, Norm, I've got to go. Have a good one. Bill.
From the Ozarks News Network, this is your 2:30 report. Governor Mike Parson is directing the State Emergency Management Agency and the Department of Economic Development to offer low-interest disaster recovery loans for small businesses that have been severely impacted by the coronavirus. The loan programs will make available more than $2 million to use toward fixed debt payments, payroll, accounts payable, and other bills that cannot be paid. The interest rate will be 3.75% for small businesses and 2.75% for nonprofits. Missouri now has 24 cases of COVID-19 and the first death attributed to the disease. Columbia Mayor Brian Treese says a patient who tested positive on Tuesday has died. Treese did not say how old the patient was, but said the case is travel-related. For the Ozarks News Network, I'm Arlen Summers.
This is an exciting time of year at Piano Craft. While most people are thinking about spring cleaning, well, at Piano Craft, we're cleaning out all the pre-owned grand and vertical pianos in our big grand sweep sale. Every instrument at Piano Craft is on sale, but the pre-owned certified instruments are up to 60% off. Yamaha, Kauai, Baldwin, all the best are reduced up to 60% off at Piano Craft during the grand sweep sale. Visit Piano Craft today behind Red Lobster in Springfield.
Do you have a hard time getting out of bed in the morning because of a sharp pain in your heel?
I did. I had plantar fasciitis. I had a burning sensation on the bottom of my feet. I went to the Good Feet store, and what a relief. And now I never go without my Good Feet supports.
Are your knees and back killing you by the end of the day?
It was getting so severe, I almost stopped walking. I have no problems with my knees now. I couldn't believe how fast it helped me.
You deserve a better life, too. Come to the Good Feet store today. Call now, 417-427-7247, or visit our new location across from Battlefield Mall on Glenstone Avenue, next to Nearly Famous.
Thanks to the Good Feet Store.
Individual results may vary. Consult your physician for medical conditions. Visit us at goodfeetspringfield.com. Good Feet. No shots, no surgery, no medication. Don't forget, the Good Feet Store is now open across from Battlefield Mall on Glenstone Avenue, next to Nearly Famous.
A flash flood watch in effect this afternoon. Dangerous thunderstorm that could bring some downpours, large hail, damaging wind, even a tornado. High this afternoon, 73. Patchy clouds, breezy, shower and thunderstorm for tonight, low 43. Breezy tomorrow morning, otherwise partly sunny. A chilly day, high tomorrow at only 46. I'm AccuWeather Steve Williams.
It's 61 degrees at AM 560 KWTO.
And it is Dr. Norman Sheely and Chris Griffith with you. The rest of the hour, you can be here too at 862-9977, 800-375-0056. Bill, thanks for waiting.
Hi. I got some liposomal vitamin C.
Okay.
I heard it's nearly as effective as intravenous. Do you know about it?
Oh, yes. I recommend it frequently. I always say if you can't do what you need with 5 grams maximum of the water-soluble vitamin C, then try the liposomal.
Oh, okay. About how much should I take a day?
Well, most people could tolerate anywhere from 6 to 10 grams of the liposomal.
Oh, okay.
But now remember, Bill, when you begin to take those, and you always need B6 when you take vitamin C.
B6, okay. I've heard about copper and zinc.
Yeah.
But I'll add B6 to that.
B6, at least 100 milligrams a day.
Great. I figured out how to make my own.
So good on you.
I'm looking forward to that. Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks for calling. Great question. 862-9977, 800-375-0056. Donna, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Doctor. I'm wondering your opinion. I know someone that's had some issues for many years now, but it all resulted from having been shot by, it was a 220 volt, and they couldn't get loose from it. But it knocked the shoulder out of socket, and the person was taken to the hospital, and they put it back in socket, and then they threw an arm slang around him and sent him home. But anyway, the person has been, they were off from work for quite a while and kind of got in a depressed state, and then the doctors put them on anti-anxiety, antidepressant medicine, and now I've just had issues ever since then. This is something that happened way back, I don't know, at least 30 years ago.
Wow. And those drugs
make... The question was, or did I already ask it, could something like that cause brain damage?
Of course. But those drugs can cause brain damage also. So in my opinion, this is a person who needs a thorough, holistic approach for chronic pain and depression.
Well, I had read a book, I believe it was by Daniel Amen. I'm sure you're familiar with Amen clinics around the country. And they spoke in there about, football players are having these injuries and all this. And anyway, you go to that and they do, a different approach. What you're saying, you're thinking on treating the depression.
There are dozens of ways to roam, but in this case, it can't be handled, in a simple thing. It does need a comprehensive evaluation by someone experienced in this. I've been dealing with this kind of patient for 49 years.
And you think the place to come is to your place?
Indeed.
Well, and that was what I was wondering about.
Yeah,
maybe they needed it. And I thought maybe, too, you think these anti-anxiety or antidepressants might be causing some of the issues?
Oh, I think they cause more trouble than they help.
Well, that was my first thought, but and then you think about where it really originated from, or so what I've been told, I would think that was where it actually originated from, was the initial injury on the job.
Well, of course, but all these chronic pain and anxiety treatments have multiple beginnings and multiple interventions before they get to us, but that's what we deal in.
And are you equipped with, and maybe you don't even think this is necessary, but like I said, in the book that I read on that, they do spec scans of the brain and everything, and they interpret them. They're specialists on that kind of thing, and they can treat it with certain things. And
yep, there are all kinds of possible treatments. Chris wants to
I'm thinking something that would work spectacular for him would be the laser detox.
Yeah, the laser detox could be. There's dozens of approaches, Donna, but they need a thorough evaluation to know which approach is appropriate for that particular person.
So make an appointment at the office and go from there is what you said.
That is exactly what I'm saying, 351-5221.
Okay, thank you, Doctor.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Bye.
DJ, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hey, Dr. Nolan Sheila.
Yes, sir.
My mom recently had some dental work and was having a cavity drilled, and they didn't get all of it because it would then be thrown into the root canal. And they put a disinfectant or something like that in there that was meant to kill all that, then they killed it. And she's been having quite a pain as of late, and she tried aspirin and stuff like that, but nothing really seemed to really help until she tried a hydrocodone the Mofin, something like that.
Yeah.
And I looked it up. I'm not really impressed or not really liking it much. Would you have any other options?
Dozens of options. There's all kinds of possibilities, ranging from ozone to intravenous vitamin C to several kinds of electrotherapy, all of which are safe.
Okay.
That's, you know, again, DJ, that's something I've specialized in since 1971.
All right. And I got a couple of other questions.
Okay.
Mainly with the D3, like from the sun. Does the sun offer all types of vitamin D, and does it specifically offer D3?
D3 is the only one that's worth trying.
He's asking if the sun offers enough.
Well, you can't, unless you can spend a minimum of hours a day, you can't get enough from the sun. You get 400 units in 15 minutes outside. So the most you get is 1,200 units in, you know, an hour. And so you would have to be outside up to 5 hours a day minimum in order to get adequate D3.
That's about how much time that I am outside on a usual, on a whatever day basis.
Well, in my experience, in the last 4 months, we haven't had enough sun that could do anything.
Yeah, not really during this time, more during the summer months.
Yeah, no, during the summer months, if you're out 5 hours or more, you could probably get enough.
Yeah. And also with that research thing, I'm not sure what it is with the doing a study on it. The
telomere?
Yeah, telomere.
What about it?
What does that gene control in the body?
Everything in your body, because they are responsible for the health of the DNA. Each DNA molecule it's sort of like an eraser on a pencil. It wears out over a lifetime. If you have healthy habits, you lose 1% every year of life. By regenerating them, regrowing them, you can actually improve health and longevity.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thanks for calling. 862-9977, 800-375-0056. John, good afternoon.
Yes, Dr. Shealy. This is John Eagle from Atlanta.
Right.
You know, your show is very, very interesting. And how many years have you been on the radio? 30, 35?
31 or two. I think this is my 32nd year.
Well, you know, most people know more about the other side of the moon than they know about their own body. Your immune system, you know that we live in an energy machine.
Absolutely.
And I heard one of your callers talk about pain. And, you know, when I was hit with that semi, not once but twice, I had 2 years of physical therapy. And I never took anything for pain, no Tylenol, no aspirin. No pain pills, because pain is there for a reason. It's telling you that there's something wrong. But I did, this last go about, I did buy a machine that was called the Vitalizer Pro. Are you familiar with that?
I don't know that particular one, but I've worked with electronic devices for 50 plus years.
Well, the Vitalizer Pro is based on acupuncture, and you're very aware of how the energy flows from one part of the body through the other through channels. And when I had my stroke 2 years ago, I went blind. And when I bought this machine, the Vitalizer Pro, I realized that acupuncture works and it moves the energy, and the energy is what allows the body, I think, sometimes to repair itself. It's all about the blood flow. And your machine, because our blood can either be the river of life or the river of death. And when we take a stagnation, a sedentary lifestyle, our body is really suffering. And but the main reason I'd like to have your input on because my wife, she's my new wife, is 84, and we took it upon herself to quarantine herself. And but maybe you can just cover a few suggestions on the virus, because I think that all your listeners are really looking for alternative approach towards the virus and how to make their immune system stronger.
Well, I've covered those several times, but I'll start over. Number one, vitamin D3, 50,000 units once a week. Number two, Dr. Sheely's Essentials, 2 a day. Dr. Sheely's Youth Formula, 4 a day. Astaxanthin, 20 milligrams a day. Those are what I call the basics for everybody today.
That's good advice, and I think most people, they don't realize that they've heard about fake news, but they don't realize just how much fake food we consume.
Well, my favorite statement is, I would rather starve to death than go to a fast food restaurant.
Everything you eat either heals you or kills you.
Yeah, I went to McDonald's in 1962. I took one bite, I spit it out. And I've never been back, and I'll never go back.
Well, that parallels when Japan, India, and China, they never had really a plague of diabetes until the Golden Arches went there in 1980. And today, China is the leading nation on diabetes. They have 90 million Chinese that are diabetic. And we are suffering. Because you're young enough to remember, because I'm young enough to remember, in 1950, when I was in high school, there we had a student body of 5,000, and not one of them was obese. There might have been a chubby one or two, but not one obese. And cancer, never heard of. Heart attack, very few. Diabetes was an old farts disease. You never got it. And now you can't turn TV on without hearing one out of five children will not recover from cancer. And the book, I don't know if you ever got a copy, but I published a book for Dr. Leonard Caldwell, and it was called The Only Answer to Cancer. And in that book, he described that there's over 300 known cures for cancer. Cancer is not even a disease. It's a malfunction of our immune system at cellular level, due to malnutrition, dehydration, adrenal exhaustion, and stress, stress being the biggest one. I'm going to let some of your other callers have a crack at you, but I want to thank you for taking my call, and thank you for dedicating your life to revealing the real truth about who we really are.
Thank you, John. Have a good one. Blessings.
God bless.
862-9977, 800-375-0056. Folks, don't forget. Now is the time to think about the telomere study. If you're interested in regrowing your telomeres, and our research suggests already 8% regrowth in 6 months, you can still get in the telomere study, 351-5221. And if you're interested in the CV Serum 19 study, which will start on Tuesday, 351-5221. That's what we're about, is always looking at safe alternatives to drugs and other diseases. And I put drugs in the other diseases category most of the time.
Yep.
Shirley, good afternoon.
Hi. I have a couple of questions. On the, what have you recommended for vitamin or to lower blood pressure?
Oh, now there's a whole dozen things. At the top of my list is actually autogenic training. Autogenic training is a guided imagery, and it does require 36 minutes a day, but consider you're worth that. Now, if that doesn't work, then we try Dr. Sheely's Essentials, 2 a day, Dr. Sheely's Youth, 4 a day, and taurine, 6,000 milligrams a day. And, of course, there's still a couple of other options. And it does need to be done, you know, if you're on a drug especially, you need to be weaned off it while trying these things.
Okay, you said B as in boy, 6?
I'm sorry?
You said B, 6?
No, I...
Oh, no.
No, I said Dr. Sheely's Essentials, 2 a day, Dr. Sheely's Youth, 4 a day, and taurine, T-A-U-R-I-N-E, 6,000 milligrams a day.
Okay, that's what I didn't get. Okay. All right. And, well, my husband just quit taking his blood pressure medicine, so he wasn't weaned off. So what's he going to
that could be a serious situation. And if he wants to, you know, wants us to guide him, we'd be happy to help.
So what could that lead to since he's not taking it?
Well, a stroke or a heart attack.
You're kidding. Okay. Like right away or just down the road? Or
well, I mean, who knows? It could be right away or it could be at any time. And personally, I think it is unwise to stop most drugs suddenly.
Can he get back on it and be okay?
I can't answer that because I don't know what it was, but if he was taking it, presumably it's okay to start back on it, and if he was to wean it, he should do it under supervision.
And lansanepril and then something Toprol.
Typical, yeah. Most people are taking up to 3 antihypertensive drugs a day, and even then it only works 45% of the time.
Okay, so you're saying we need to get in to see you, or what?
That's what I'm suggesting, 351-5221.
Okay. Okay, all right. Well, thank you.
Thanks for calling. And, folks, time has come, the Walrus said, to speak of many things. And right now, the most important thing is to take care of yourself. I can't do it for you. Chris can't do it for you. We can help you. We can assist. But you have to take responsibility for how you think, what you do, and everything that you put into your body and think about every moment of every day. So, until next week, y'all have a good one.
Missouri lawmakers are considering plans to allow parents with students in failing schools to send their children to a new school that will better suit their needs. In his State of the Union address, Donald Trump said that he supports this idea.
To help support working parents, the time has come to pass school choice for Americans' children.
Contact your state lawmakers at 573-751-2000. Let them know you stand with Trump in support of school choice for Missouri families.
The American Federation for Children is responsible for the content of this advertisement.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
A clean building says you take pride in your business. That's why you should step up to the pros at Quality Clean, your local cleaning expert since 2003. All Quality Clean employees go through a background check and drug screening and wear uniforms. Quality Clean cleans everything from banks to medical facilities to schools. Check out the new website, myqualityclean.com. Myqualityclean.com. Or call 833-4250.
Clean up your business with Quality Clean.
KWGO. I'm Dr. Norman Sheely, and there's one food concentrate that I like above all foods in the world. It's nature blessed. Tart cherry juice concentrate, available in the produce department at any real grocery store. It lowers blood pressure, it lowers cholesterol, it helps you sleep better, it's good for arthritis and gout. And it just plain tastes good, loaded with antioxidants. Nature Blessed Tart Cherry Juice Concentrate, the bestest tasting and healthiest food I know. For the most important things in your life, from the health food store of the greater Ozarks, Spring Valley, right there next to FedEx office, across from CVS Pharmacy on South Glenstone, they carry everything. 30% off every day on books throughout the year, 30% off on 2 or 3 lines of products, and they carry all of my goodies, the Bliss Oils, the Eugesterone Cream, the Magnesium Lotion, Essentials, but most important,
They carry what you want, and the only place in town I can recommend for real meat of all kinds, Spring Valley Natural Foods, the health food store, where I shop and you should too.
45s, 45s, 45s. I collect and buy old phonograph records from the 1955 through 1970 era. And I especially enjoy buying the little 45s one at a time or by the bunch or the box. I'm mainly looking for early rock and roll 45s, but I also go for some old country western. If you want to sell, call Wayne Glenn at NICSA 417-725-5580. 725-5580. I buy records.
A flash flood watch in effect this afternoon. Dangerous thunderstorm that could bring some downpours, large hail, damaging wind, even a tornado. High this afternoon, 73. Patchy clouds, breezy, shower and thunderstorm for tonight, low 43. Breezy tomorrow morning, otherwise partly sunny. A chill.